The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Thursday, 13 September 2018, talking with Rich down in Alabama. Rich, the thing that's really confusing and pissing off a lot of people is the mixed signals coming from Donald Trump. We all saw him in the debates. He was stumping, telling people what he's going to do as president. And one of the things he said he was going to do is put an end to this Middle East deal. And then we saw the flip-flopping come. And then we have seen him appoint people, Mattis and Bolton and Jared Kushner, the little soulless one over there doing skullduggery with the Jews in the Middle East, making deals all over the place. The problem that people are having is the mixed signals. You know, one day we hear that the aid has been cut off to the Palestinians. The next we hear that the amount is what? 20 times, 30 times more. We're trying to buy the Palestinians with $5 billion. Then we hear the same story being debunked the very same day. This is confusing at best, and the last people that need to be kept in the dark. And I understand Trump once saying that, you know, that Obama, you know, would telegraph what we're going to do in the Middle East ahead of time. And he said, I'm never going to do that. Well, if he thinks he's confusing the supposed enemies in the Middle East, what the hell is he doing to the people here in America? Still there, Rich?
Yes, I am. It sounds like to me by what war drummer and another guy named Praying Medic, they talk about this this Q phenomenon that's been going on for almost a year now. Mm-hmm. I've been following it for a while, but you gotta get down in the, you know, you gotta get the scouring pad and you know, really start scrubbing to try to figure out these drops. But it's very interesting, John. It really is, especially after War Drummer came out and was explaining these things that are going on right now. And apparently it all ties in with Anthony Weiner's laptop and the file, that the insurance policy file that they found. Apparently there is all kinds of evil, wicked stuff that they found on that laptop, and it all ties into Allison Mack, Brofman. She's the heiress to the Seagram's fortune.
The same law firm that represents them represents Alex Jones as well. Isn't that kind of strange?
Right. Now Alex is you know, there's a war. Apparently, there's some kind of a. I don't want to see the division. I mean, I know that Alex Jones is, you know, he's done some, you know, nasty stuff. Apparently, I mean, even what's his name, Cooper, Behold a Pale Horse. I even listened to a interview of his the other day, and he just flat out told the audience that Alex Jones is a liar to the, you know, to the worst degree. But the thing with Alex Jones is, and he appeals to people, especially the young folks, because he's got so much energy. It's a show, and he draws these people in, and then hopefully they'll start to put two and two together. And if they think that there's somebody better out there, They're going to go and listen to them.
Well, so what I've heard just recently is QAnon has come out and exposed Alex Jones for being Mossad.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm fascinated. I'm fascinated by all this.
It's true, but as I said, I personally. Q keeps on saying, look, we need to stick together. We all have our differences, and, you know, I mean, even the folks on RBN, you know, they'll have disagreements with, you know, the approaches to certain things. But bottom line is we all need to stick together on this, because apparently, you know, the Q is saying the main thing is we're trying to stop World War III from happening. And I think what he's doing is drawing out the bad actors that have been put in place by this, quote, United Nations world government for the last 50 years. He's trying to find out who's on whose side. And he's putting the bad guys in there to find out how far they're going to go and what, you know, who they're going to ask to be on their, quote, team. And so I think that's what he's trying to do.
Okay, Rich, that doesn't sound like a scenario, though, for Armageddon and World War III, because what was it said that the war fought after World War III would be fought with sticks and stones? There's a reason why I don't think any of this is going to go nuclear, because once that happens, there's no coming back from it. And if these asshats are out there complaining and whining that there's too much CO2 in the atmosphere and that the planet is warming, you know, you start firing off nuclear weapons, you're going to poison the planet. You might cause a nuclear winter, but you're going to make it real hard on life and the furniture for a long time to come. So there is a reason since 1945 that nobody has been the aggressor with nuclear weapons, for a very good reason. It's a no-win scenario. So if we're going to, you know, the who, what, the where, the latest players in this and what strategic moves, I look at this as all being just sidetracking. It's taking, you know, you want a great unifier? Let the bullets start flying over people's heads and they're going to forget their differences. I'm not so concerned about that. What I am concerned about are people that call themselves people like QAnon that I don't know who they are and where they're getting their information. And they make up these elaborate, and they could be stories, it could be the God's honest truth. Who knows? I don't trust anonymous sources.
I mean, I understand that.
Julian Assange didn't hide behind a hashtag, did he? The other guy that came out and said, wait a minute, here's what the NSA, Snowden come out, he spelled this thing out. These were people with deep convictions, and they let the people know what was going on and who said it. The QAnon thing, I'm telling you, you want a great divider, yeah, come at me with mystery personality. Come at me with elaborate stories. I've heard stories, I've heard bedtime stories, I've heard elaborate stories. I've heard all kinds of stories. But why am I supposed to trust this guy, or guys, or whoever it is? It's fascinating to me. I know what the objectives are. I know who the players are, or have been. I know what they want. So what's the great secret here that, you know, to prevent World War III? What World War III? To inhabit the uninhabitable planet?
Well, the interpretation of World War III can mean different things, though. I mean, we all understand that. Yeah, it could be. You know,
let me ask you,
was, quote,
Rich? Let me
mutual
ask
mutual assured destruction.
Yeah, Rich. Let me ask you an honest question. I'd like an answer from you. Do you believe QAnon? Do you believe that this guy actually exists? then he is somebody in the same vein as a Snowden or a Julian Assange?
Yes.
You do? Why?
Yes.
Why?
Because of the way they're talking in military intelligence terms. And I used to work around those guys back in the, when I was in Germany. So I sat down and I've been listening to this stuff, and there's a reason why, like General Flynn, for example, he got canned, but he got canned because he knew too much information. But I think in the background, he's still relative to what's going on. A lot of these generals that got canned under the last administration, they're really concerned that Hillary Clinton was going to get put in by the New World Order. So I think they approached Trump, and they're trying to. I mean, he's got his flaws, but they figure that he would be the best way to go about trying to stop this insanity that's been going on. And apparently they've been talking about working on this, the Federal Reserve, trying to get rid of that too.
Okay.
So,
well,
you know,
okay. Who, wait a minute, Rich. Who are you saying that's saying this? QAnon or Donald Trump?
QAnon is saying this, but I think that QAnon is, it might even be Donald Trump, to tell you the truth. It's like they're playing. It's like they're playing four-dimensional chess. They even talked about the American Beauty. It was a chess game that was held back in the between an American and a Russian. They were talking about all the strategies and everything, and how the queen was sacrificed, and that queen is apparently Hillary Clinton. So
yeah, well,
it's really, as I say, it's very, very interesting, and I just would hope that you'd take a look at, watch a couple of War Drummers videos and Praying Medic. He's an ex-military guy, and he
that's by the way, that's what I was told. The Praying Medic was the guy that put out the information about QAnon, saying that Alex Jones was a Mossad agent.
Yes.
And I went on the internet to find it. I couldn't find it anywhere.
Because because YouTube has been shadow banning everybody that's on YouTube. They're trying to shut them down.
Yeah, but okay, Rich, hang on here a second. Oh, hold on. Jeez, I mean,
right.
Look, your enemy can serve your purposes as well if you can dupe them into an action. So you're telling me that they tried to ban Alex Jones and then they reinstated him temporarily, but they're going after him because he's what? A Mossad agent? I'm not following this.
Well, I think that the people that Alex Jones has been, exposing, they've gotten, they're trying to fight back. I mean, the people that own Google, Trump's apparently he's going to try to antitrust bill or something against the Google and maybe Jeff Bezos. I mean, I guess they've just got too much power and they're trying to silence anybody and everybody, especially the people like you and Alex Jones and there's a lot of other groups out there.
I've had no frontal assault against myself or this network. That's what's really odd about this. Now, one might mm-hmm. say that, oh, well, they've left John Statman alone. He must be one of them. No, the only thing that I try to do, and I spell out the irrefutable facts as we have studied and know them, and they know that I can't be bought. I can't be bribed. They've done psychological profiles on me. I've probably got an FBI file that's a foot and a half thick. They have done all their homework on me. They have seen what I was capable of in the past. They have seen my personal actions since then. And you'd make a hard case trying to pose me as any kind of threat against anybody. But be that as it may, I don't work with Stratfor. My relatives are not CIA and FBI agents. My mother and father weren't CIA assets. You go right down the laundry list. And I'm rather fascinated that I could, Donald Trump once said, I could go into Times Square, and the press got a hoot out of this, and they used it for its maximum, that I could stand in Times Square and shoot somebody and nothing would happen. Well, Alex Jones can marry a Jewish hooker down here in Austin, Texas, and nobody blinks an eye. I'm like, really? So what other egregious acts can this guy do without being checked? I don't know. I don't know. But anyhow, Rich, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thanks. And one other thing, whatever happened to Dr. Parker, does anybody know?
Up and disappeared like a fart in a Texas windstorm.
I think he might have maybe passed, very possible, because I remember he was on hospice.
Well, it would be nice for his caregiver or his guardian or helper, whatever she was called, to at least return a phone call to tell me that. Because there was something else there that Wynn Parker constantly, every time he spoke to my secretary, you know, we have an annuity in there for Republic Broadcasting. Once I pass, you know, you guys aren't going to have to worry about paying any bills. All of a sudden, he disappears, and I don't get phone calls back from his assistant. Yeah, I don't know. Rich, I got to go.
Good to hear from you.
Well, it's you that called me, and I'm always here.
I'm glad that we're still fighting the battle. I mean, even the SPLC, I mean, they even attacked me, so.
Yeah, well, they're going to attack anybody. I'm not concerned about these little groups that like to smear, because they can say whatever they want. And the final analysis, it's going to be who's standing on the funeral pyre while these people burn. That's the only thing I'm interested in. I'm interested in getting our country back. And all the sideshow stuff that goes on, really don't have that much of an interest in. Thank you, Rich. I appreciate your call. All right. Well. Yes. What? Yeah. You must not be working today. Hello, Steve.
Hey there, Johnny. You know, your last caller talked about QAnon, and I think... My view on that always been, I think you and I kind of agree on that I think this is a psyop, I really do. And I'm going to make the point that understanding that the deep state is one or more of our intelligence agencies are part of the deep state, it'd be pretty easy to figure out who it was. And since this QAnon is supposedly bringing down the deep state, they'd surely out that person and get rid of them pretty fast. So I think it's a psyop. It's not real.
And again, I'll reiterate what I've said. How do you know, you've got an opposing force here. So how do you control the opposition? You lead it.
Yep.
And, you know, forgive me. I mean, people are just hanging on anything to try to give credibility and trying to get a little roadmap here as saying that this is where we're going. And I don't know that that's the case. Like I said, I mean, Julian Assange, I mean, this guy has been a prisoner over in London for how many years now?
Yeah, a long time.
Edward Snowden, this guy loved his country very much. He's still holed up in Russia.
Yeah.
And people they had honor, and they knew the truth, and they had to come out with it. So for somebody to claim to be some kind of intelligence asset, or they're talking in intelligence, you know, terms and this, that, and the other, so what? If QAnon and his buds and pals are real people, come out with the truth. Let's start flooding. Let's start flooding the United States with the unvarnished truth.
I agree.
If you want to fight a lie, kill it with the truth.
Good job. Thanks, Sean.
All right, man.
No reason to get excited. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, I can remember Donald Trump talking about something during the run-up here to the White House, that he was interested in making safe zones in Syria. Some sound like a noble pursuit, didn't it? Rather than shipping the supposed refugees around the world to upset culture and society in other established countries. Well, nearly 250,000 refugees returned to Syria from abroad. And this is coming from the Russian defense minister. Nearly 250,000 refugees have returned to Syria from abroad since the campaign for the return of refugees began. And the story is, a day old? Yesterday. Nearly 250,000 refugees have returned to Syria from abroad since the campaign for the return of refugees began. Head of the Russian National Defense Management Center, Colonel General Mikhail Mitsenstev, said at a briefing on Wednesday. Thanks to the measures taken, a total of 1,472,637 Syrians have been able to return home, adding that 1,230,342 internally displaced persons have returned and another 242,295 Syrian refugees have come back from abroad. He pointed out that more countries were joining the efforts aimed at facilitating a return of Syrian refugees. In particular, Morocco's authorities have expressed readiness to pay the travel expenses of those willing to return to their home country and provide the refugees with financial assistance of $150 per person. Now, Mitsentsev said that that Armenia had been providing assistance to Syria on a regular basis, planning to carry out yet another humanitarian mission in the province of Aleppo in the near future. Aleppo, you know, the ones that the White Helmets and the anti-Assad forces have been thrown out of? Yeah, same place. The general pointed out to the ongoing work to reconstruct Syria's infrastructure facilities. Over the past week, 143 residential dwellings, two schools, two medical facilities, two kindergartens, two bakeries, seven water supply stations, three power substations, three motor bridges, and 14 industrial facilities were rebuilt. The reconstruction of schools, preschool facilities, and other infrastructure facilities continue in 160 Syrian settlements. Now, attempts are being made to discourage refugees residing in Syria's neighboring states from returning to their home country. According to him, special questionnaires, allegedly sponsored by the United Nations High Commissioner, are being used for that purpose. These questionnaires are aimed at raising doubts in the minds of the Syrians who have decided to return home and make them eventually change their decision, according to the Russian general. We do not rule out that these questionnaires are used by forces not linked to official United Nations agencies. Alexander Morozov, an academician with the International Academy of Psychological Sciences, in turn said the list of questions proved that those compiling the questionnaires did not try to remain impartial and use neutral words, but sought to exert psychological pressures on refugees. So, safe zones. How about a safe country? How about the United States and eventually Russia getting the hell out of Syria? How about the United States getting out of the Middle East? 17 years. And you notice what the press is not asking. When is this war going to be over? You know, do they need to solidify in the American people's minds that war is going to be a part of our diet from this day forward, forever and ever? Because that's what we were told. Let's change the subject here. You know, it's amazing what distractions can take place in the U.S. media. South Carolina is going to be hit by a tropical depression. Okay. Seeing the authorities out there, the state's governor and FEMA all decrying the fact that, oh, well, most people have listened to us and they have evacuated. I've seen other reports and people are going, wait a minute, I don't have any place else to go. So I'm going to stay here and make sure my property doesn't blow away, that it remains fortified. I'm fine. I've got my emergency generator. I've got my food and I've got my water. Thank you very much. I'm not going anywhere. But the picture that they're painting on the news is everybody's out. Everybody's gone. Well, you know what? I'd much rather be home pumping out my basement with my electric pump out of my portable generator. So when I do come home, my house is not destroyed by water. I'd much rather take the proactive approach to this. Let's say it that way. Well, some people are finally starting to ask some questions about the story of the cop who entered the wrong apartment and killed a guy. Conflicting stories. Just as I said at the outset. And what gain do they have by putting out tripe like this? We'll examine it. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Every time I hear that song, I see Tom Cruise jumping up and down on a couch. The official narrative of Dallas cop going into the wrong apartment and killing an innocent man is beginning to fall apart as witnesses tell a vastly different story. As more details unfold in the case of Amber Geiger, the killer cop from Texas, the more ominous the story gets. Since this off-duty cop killed Botham Jean last week, we were finding out that the official story may not be what it seems. According to police, who continue to attempt to spin this story into some tragic mistake, Geiger accidentally went into the wrong apartment, mistook Gene for an intruder, and killed him. And here's the statement. Geiger entered the building and walked down a fourth-floor hallway to what she thought was her apartment, according to the arrest warrant made public Monday afternoon. She inserted a unique door key with an electronic chip into the door keyhole. The door, which was slightly ajar prior to Geiger's arrival, fully opened under the force of the key insertion. Geiger drew her firearm, gave verbal commands that were ignored by Jean, according to the warrant. Geiger fired her handgun 2 times, striking Jean in the torso. Geiger entered the apartment, immediately called 911, requesting police and EMS, and provided first aid to the guy she shot. Due to the interior darkness of the apartment, Geiger turned on the interior lights while on the phone to 911. Upon being asked where she was located by emergency dispatchers, Geiger returned to the front door to observe the address and discovered she was at the wrong apartment, according to the arrest warrant. But Gene leaving his door open doesn't seem very likely, especially considering the statements from witnesses. That just seems highly implausible, lawyer Lee Merritt said of Geiger's narrative. It would have been uncharacteristic for Gene to leave his door ajar. He's a very meticulous young man. He paid attention to detail, and his security was something that was always forefront on his mind. So when he went into a room, he closed a door behind him, he locked the door, he put his keys in a specific place. Just like many of us do, folks. Think about it. You come home, what do you do with your keys? There's usually a location you drop them on, maybe a desk, maybe you hang them up on a board. But the point of that is that you always put your keys someplace that you know you can find them. She gives verbal commands and then she shoots into the dark apartment, not knowing about who this individual is or anything else. She shoots into the dark apartment. Benjamin Crump, another attorney for Gene family, told ABC News, "So it's going to have to be determined, is this the actions of a prudent, well-trained police officer who at this time now has assumed that she is investigating a burglary, that she then must comply with her training, her experience, her education that she got from the DPD? It seems to be contradictory as a well-trained police officer." Indeed, it does. At no time, according to the warrant, does Geiger say what verbal commands she gave. What's more, any verbal commands she did give were entirely irrelevant, as she was the intruder, not Gene. And what's more, according to the attorneys for Gene, when Geiger was on the phone with the police, she had to go to the outside to verify the address of the apartment, implying that she knew she was in the wrong apartment from the start. From the fact that when you look at the affidavit, and I'm thinking that I'm at my house and I call 911 because someone was just shot, attorney Darrell Washington said, "Well, the very first thing that I'm going to do is I'm not going to go outside and look at my for my address. I'm going to give them my address right there on the phone. I'm going to say I'm on the phone. My address is such and such." Why did she have to go outside to verify the address? It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Now, even more ominous than having to verify the address is the fact that, according to witnesses, Geiger's story of inserting the key into Gene's door and opening up was simply not true. According to witnesses, Geiger was banging on Gene's door, demanding her to be let in. Now, independent witnesses have already come forward to say that they heard this officer pounding on the door and demanding to be let in. Lee Merritt, one of the attorneys representing the Gene family, told ABC News the contradictions begin to build from there. Gene's family also pointed out that it would have been incredibly unlikely for Geiger to mistake Gene's apartment for her own, as he had a distinct red doormat, which would have been enough for a cop to know she was at the wrong place. Naturally, however, the police union is coming to the defense of one of their own. The union is claiming that those who question the official version of events are doing so for political reasons. Don't get me wrong, she's going to have to answer in a court of law, Sergeant Mike Matta, president of the Dallas Police Association, said Tuesday. But it needs to be fair and unbiased, and right now it is not unbiased. It's beginning to turn into a political hunt. Doesn't have to be. Who is suggesting that this is political? I think the suggestion is being made that a cop shot and killed somebody, and she's using the lame excuse as to, "I'm sorry, I had the wrong apartment." What's political about that? According to the union, trying to get the facts of an innocent man's death is akin to a witch hunt. Oh, God. Does anybody proofread these statements before they're released? Showing his dedication to the thin blue line and not to justice is the fact that Matta even went out of his way to offer his praise for the killer cop. "I've met her on several occasions," Matta said of Geiger. "She has an impeccable reputation. She's a hard-charging, go-getting officer who's put a lot of bad people in jail." Well, that's not the case here. We're not talking about her busting people and putting them in jail. We're talking about her shooting people and putting them in the morgue. I'm going to be honest with you. Mr. Gene was what all of us parents hope our kids would turn out to be. He said of the church, of the church-going native of St. Lucia, who worked at the prestigious accounting and consulting firm PricewaterhouseCoopers in Dallas. He didn't appear to be an evil guy. People that knew him said he was an amazing individual, had amazing life ahead of him, who had done great things in his life. His loss is the loss to the city, but hanging out this officer, that's not the right thing to do. And again, I'm asking the question here. I don't give a damn about politics here. I care about a possible felony being committed by a cop that was confused when she shouldn't have been. A big red mat out in front of the door, banging on the door, demanding to be let in, doesn't sound like she mistook that for her apartment. Now, does it? From his reading of the arrest warrant affidavit, the cop apologist Mattis said, "You can understand how a mistake can be made. Mistake or not, Botham Gene is dead. He was gunned down in cold blood at his own house by a police officer. He had done nothing wrong, harmed no one, and his death was entirely unjustified." Merritt said that at the end of the day, he remains optimistic that justice will prevail, and that the manslaughter charges Geiger currently faces will be changed to accurately reflect the reality of the situation. "We believe that the appropriate changes should be charges of murder," according to Merritt. For now, however, the cop killer remains free on a $300,000 bond. Now, folks, we all deserve our day in court, don't we? If we're falsely accused of something, that should be able to be brought out in a court of law, shouldn't it? If the circumstances are examined impartially and fairly by a grand jury, should this Geiger be charged or not charged? Is she guilty or is she not guilty? And because she's got a badge hanging on her chest, is irrelevant to me. It was an encounter between two human beings. One walked away, one didn't. And I can already see them starting to color this thing with politics and everything else. I'll tell you something. I want bad people in jail, and I don't give a damn if they're wearing a badge on their chest. I don't care who and what they are. You murder somebody, you got to answer for it. You got to pay the penalty. That's how the justice system is supposed to be. No special dispensation if you're a cop. My God in heaven, folks, have you been reading the news lately? We've got more criminals that are wearing badges than you can shake a stick at. And if cops that are killing people unjustifiably, you know, if the public gets wind that, you know what, the state's telling you can't murder people, and guess what? If there's an officer that's wearing a badge that murders somebody, guess what? They should be held to a higher standard, and we're going to vet this. I'm not talking about burning witches here. I'm not saying offering up human sacrifice to quell the unquieted masses. No, I'm not saying that. But it would go a long way if people got the idea, no matter what your stripe, your color, or your politics, saw that dirty cops or crooked cops were going to jail. Wouldn't that make you feel better? It'd make me feel better. There is another story out there. I hope you were paying attention. Now, this is particularly disturbing. How many counties we got down here in Texas? 181, Mike? Yes, you do. I think it's 181. Just nod your head yes. And, okay, I'll blame it on you if I'm wrong. Deputy arrests prompt Bexar County Sheriff to hire a psychologist. I'm sorry? Bexar County, not Bexar, but it's spelled B-E-X-A-R. That's like when I first came down here to Texas, I said Buddha and I got jumped on. It's called Buddha. Okay, I got it. At any rate, Jose Nunez, a deputy sheriff who was jailed in June of this year on charges that he sexually assaulted a four-year-old girl and then threatened her mother with deportation. A Texas sheriff who's seen 18 deputies arrested this year on various charges says a staff psychologist will be hired to better screen applicants. Do you think? I mean, this... I've seen a picture of this guy. It's posted with the story. He's one scary-looking dude. Remember me and my statements about if your eyes look like two piss holes in the snow, stay away from them? I'm sorry, let me make a correction here. 254 counties, for my information, more than any state. It's because we have the mass of four states. And I don't think that's enough, at any rate. Just teasing here. I'm sorry, how do we pronounce this?
Bear.
Bear County, like in grizzly bear.
It should be Bayar.
Okay, well, let's not. Okay, I'm not going to screw with it. Okay. A Texas sheriff, as I said, has seen 18 deputies arrested this year on various charges. They're going to hire a psychologist to do the screening. Bexar County Sheriff Xavier Salazar is requesting that the county commissioners set aside $118,000 to fund the position. I'll do it for half of that. Jeez, oh beats. Three deputies have been arrested in the past week alone. Of the 18 arrested so far this year, 10 are accused of violent crimes such as assault, while 5 are charged with drunken driving. Now, nearly all those arrested worked in the county jail. Detention deputies undergo less training than patrol and other deputies, and apparently there's no screening whatsoever. The sheriff's office has about 1,400 deputies, and the ones arrested this year represent less than 2% of the force. Is that designed to make me feel better? This guy, this Jose Nunez, sexually assaulting a four-year-old girl? And then telling the mother, if you blow the whistle on me, I'm going to have you deported? Oh, I'm sorry. How are you going to do that if your butt's on your way to jail with no bond? How's that going to be even possible? But you see the fear and intimidation. See, this is a side of police that people don't get to see because this is covered up on a routine basis. There might be a few bad apples, but overall, excuse me? Overall what? I would venture a guess that you'd have better screening if you applied at a Walmart than what they have done, supposedly screening the people that are supposed to be in positions and their actions and their, you know, that they take their job seriously and that they would be held to a higher standard than the people they're supposedly locking up and watching over. Now, we got a break coming up in what, 1 minute? Well, we're all looking for tax revenues. You know, we got to pay the boys in blue. Well, Boston came up with a very nice plan. Should be effective. They're calling it the Vision Zero. Now, Boston's Vision Zero, what they're doing is lowering the speed limits and increasing speeding tickets revenue by 47%. Can't make this stuff up, folks. All across the country, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety is hard at work convincing cities to lower their speed limits from 30 miles per hour to 25. Folks, 25 miles an hour, a human being can almost run that fast. I think, what's the fastest, 22 miles an hour? 22, almost 23 miles an hour. The national effort to lower speed limits in city is known as Vision Zero. To date, the National Highway Traffic, the NHTSA, the NSC, and the whatever an acronym that stands for, don't care anyhow. Now, they've convinced more than 30 cities to lower their speed limits. It's very interesting in this report. They don't give a reason why lowering the speed limit is a good idea. 5 mile an hour when you're going 30 to 25 doesn't give you that much of a cushion for an unseen circumstance. Remember, I'm talking about the speed that a human being can run, which ain't very fast.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Well, last month, this Insurance Institute for Highway Safety published a controversial report titled Lowering the Speed Limit from 30 to 25 mile an hour in Boston Effects on Vehicle Speeds. By the way, if you want to read more about the Zero Program, you can go to the website republicbroadcasting.org. And the annotated stuff you can click on to read more. Now, why is this so controversial? The newspaper recently interviewed the National Motorist Association, who pointed how the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety cherry-picked data to convince the public that lowering speed limit 5 mile an hour saves lives. These insurance researchers produced the figures after gathering off-peak speed data from October through December of 2016, to serve as before data, This was compared with data from September through November of 2017, that being the after period. In Boston, the mean speed of traffic when speed limit signs read 30 miles an hour was actually 24.8 miles an hour. After Boston installed 25-mile-an-hour signs, mean speeds remained, guess what, at 24.8 miles per hour. Likewise, the 85th percentile speed, the speed the vast majority, 85%, were traveling, remained at 31 miles per hour. Now, mean speeds increased by just 0.1 mile per hour in the after period in Providence, Rhode Island, that the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety used as a control group, because the speed limits did not change in that city. Now, the report admits that the Insurance Institute, that the average and 85th percentile speeds did not change meaningfully. If lowering the speed limit 5 miles an hour doesn't change the 85% percentile, then why do it? James Walker, he's the NMA Foundation director, said that only his institute, Insurance Institute, could take those facts and claim that anything meaningful happened relative to safety or anything else. Why is the mainstream media silent as cities find new ways to scam the public? Because cities and towns are cash-strapped and need to come up with novel ways to increase revenue. And evidently it's working. Cities like Boston, who have lowered their speed limit 5 miles an hour, have seen a huge increase in speeding ticket revenues. As if that's the problem in Boston, the crime problem that needs to be addressed. According to the newspaper article, Boston police have issued 47% more speeding tickets since lowering the speed limit. Because the speed limit was lowered, however, speeding increased to 47% of traffic, compared to just 18% before the change in the speed limit. Now, three reasons not to trust the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Besides being an arm of the Auto Insurance Association, they regularly write pro-insurance company reports and testify before Congress to further their goals. Their CEO, William Windsor Jr., is an associate vice president of the Allstate Insurance Group, and their new chairman-elect is vice president of the State Farm Insurance Companies. The list of auto insurance executives that work for the outfit reads like a who's who of the auto insurance world. In 2016, the group admitted to secretly using facial recognition cameras to spy on motorists and passengers for 3 years. So why precisely the insurance industry advocates felt that the need to capture facial images of drivers and compare that to personal data in the DMV records is a mystery. Vision Zero appears to be nothing more than a scam to pad city budgets and increase auto insurance companies' profits by raising customers' rates for anyone caught speeding. By the way, as you all know out there, once a cop pulls you over, it's whatever he can find to get you on. Up the revenues, up the jail time, up the bail, put them in jail. Run them before the judge. Keep that revenue a-flowing, folks. America Today. Thank you for being here. Back with you tomorrow with another National Intel Report. See you then.
If your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.